guys ever have dreams about work? Well, last night, I had this dream. It was all about work, and it started right here in this radio studio with a news update. The New York Stock Exchange closed at a record high this afternoon, investors reacting to the unexpected passage of immigration reform in the House of Representatives. It's the start of what's expected to be a $1.2 trillion flooding into the U.S. economy because of the passage of really and truly comprehensive immigration reform. America, we are officially out of the recession. All across the country, immigration activists flocked to the streets to celebrate this unexpected victory. Se puede y si se pudo. It's a historic time to be an American. Here's Juan Escalante, immigration activist from Florida.
I'm sitting at my desk, and my mother calls me on the phone, and she's hysterical, saying, "You know, you need to check the TV, you need to check the radio." I check on NPR, and I'm listening to reports about this bill being passed and headed into the president's desk.
Like most of the country, Juan is still in shock.
It's not gonna really hit me until like next week when I wake up and I have time to digest and not have to call my parents every day to make sure that they're still at home and not in a prison cell somewhere. It's definitely going to take some time to get used to not having to be fearful. You know, I think that with time, as we continue to process this, it'll definitely give us a breath of fresh air.
Longtime Republican Linda Chavez is the president of the Becoming American Institute, a conservative research organization. She was actually on the Hill when news broke.
People were jumping up and down. There were tears streaming. You know, this has taken so long. It has been such a struggle. And I think almost everybody knew that this was the right thing to do. But politics kept coming into play.
Chavez says this bill was possible because both parties finally worked together.
It truly was bipartisan. I mean, certainly there were more Republican votes against it than there were Democratic. However, without the Republican leadership's willingness to take this risk and to bring this bill to the floor and to exercise some party discipline, you would not have had a bill passed today.
Matthew Colkin is an immigration attorney. He says it took some real House of Cards and scandal-style politicking to get this thing passed.
The discharge was filed, and they needed 19 Republicans to sign on in order to be able to force a vote. And it didn't look like there was going to be any real possibility that that would ever happen. But the Democrats had a stroke of genius. And when Nancy Pelosi switched parties along with Congressman Gutierrez out of Illinois and started having a Republican vote for the discharge, the Republicans got confused. And there was a whole series of individuals that just started to vote for the discharge. And before we knew it, we had 19.
Some trickery and some serious lobbying from the tech sector.
Corporate America has come to terms with the fact that in order for us to maintain our competitive edge in the world, we have to be able to fill these high-tech positions. And unfortunately, we're just not able to do that with our current workforce.
Linda Chavez says in the end, the economic arguments had to win out. The biggest win here, not undocumented Mexicans and Africans, but rather the American economy. Siempre se sale con la suya.
Immigrants create jobs. They don't take jobs. At the low end of the scale, they take jobs that other Americans may not want to take. But in the process, they've got money in their pockets, which they spend, which then goes into the community. Then they create more jobs up the economic scale. And of course, at the top end of the immigration skill level, we've got such a dearth of qualified people in the STEM areas. And it's going to help us at both the low end and the high end. And that's really going to redound to the benefit of all of those in the middle.
There are going to be consequences, of course. Here's conservative commentator Ben Ferguson from Fox News.
The whole reason why they're doing this right now is for one simple reason. They know they don't have the votes to do it in the next time around. So they're saying, hey, we know the American people don't want this, but we promised it to Hispanics, so we're going to give it a shot. You know, we knew it wasn't going to pass last time. We tried to even entice people putting on a defense bill. Now he says they're going to do it on their own merit. The same way they didn't want health care reform, they're going to try to ram it down our throats.
And the private immigration detention industry is going to take a big hit. That means some people are going to lose their jobs. No more making a profit off of a body in an immigrant detention bed for you, private prison industry. But whether it was political pandering or not, immigration activists are looking forward to a less broken immigration system. Here's Matthew Culkin.
There were so many penalties that were put in front of people that prevented them from doing things the right way. And now that we have a new law that actually solves those problems, all the naysayers that said, well, why don't these people just get into the back of the line? Well, in most instances, there was no line for them to get in the back of. Now, not only is there a line for them to get in the back of, but it's one that is going to go and move or in an orderly fashion and in a reasonable amount of time. This was a change that absolutely needed to happen, and I'm so excited that we're there.
Activist Juan Escalante says this victory doesn't completely exonerate the deporter-in-chief.
This is something that has been a long time coming, and while we're thankful for her support, the bottom line is that it's very shameful that it's taken not only this long, but that his administration has continued to support enforcement policies that have, you know, brought us upon record-breaking numbers of deportations in the history of this country.
People are still going to get deported, and they're still going to have to wait a very long time to become citizens, but now there's some hope. And then, all of a sudden, people, I woke up. I was like, was it a dream? Or was it the future? Only time will tell.